When they first came along in the early 80s, the Beastie Boys seemed like a novelty act, three young white men appropriating the conventions of rap music. But four albums into their career, the Beastie Boys are making quirky, original music. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of their new release, Ill Communication.
In case you couldn't make out the words in its distorted vocal, that was the Beastie Boys, the guys who used to be primarily interested in fighting for your right to party. Now they're rapping the praises of Buddhism. These once and future wise guys are putting big beats behind couplets such as, "I give thanks to this world as a place to learn, and for this human body I'm glad to have earned." The specific reason for this is that one Beastie Boy, Adam Yauch, is a recent convert to Buddhism. But more generally, what the Beastie Boys are trying to do here is open up the subject matter of hip-hop music to make it accommodate anything that occurs to them. That song, called Flute Loop, uses a musical hook that baby boomers will recognize as a famous riff from the Blues Project's 1966 song, Flute Thing. Like many of the best rap musicians, the Beasties cut and paste bits of rock history together, fashioning a collage that creates something new. In their case, the Beastie Boys are making their own contribution to what is essentially an African-American pop form by combining rap with their other musical passion, which is punk's hardcore music. The result is a chaotic, roiling sound that's nonetheless very artfully assembled.
Oh, yes, indeed, it's fun time, fun time. Because you can't, you want, and you don't stop.
It's pretty admirable the way the Beastie Boys have, as the years have gone by, increased their credibility. They do lots of performances for charities. They have their own record label called Grand Royal, which is also the name of a very funny fan magazine that they publish. And they're rapping sentiments that haven't been heard much in this genre. Part of the song I just played, Sure Shot, is a plea to reject the misogyny that's become standard content in a lot of rap. Who'd have thought the Beastie Boys would become a conscience for their generation?
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly.